December 13th, 2016.
Okay, we're learning Gemara Chulin. Learning the fifth parak also has been up. We're up to Daf Pei Amud Aleph on the bottom. The last 2 weeks we learned what I thought was a very fascinating Gemara about Choshishim Lezer Ha'av. The shayla was whether Husva's Bino only applies to the mother in the Vlad or even to the father in the Vlad. What was the issue? The simple reading of the Pasuk is like that. But the Tesis quotes the Targum Onkelos on Husva's Bino, says the mother. Because the Gemara made a whole issue. It's Machloikas, we pass going to say Kedadina. Shech, the father in the Vlad, it's Usa to do it, but you don't get Malkas because it's a Sveik Kedadina, how we pass it. So the Gemara had so many nafkaminas about it. Choshishim Zera Ha'av, if one is a behemoth and one is a chaya, how do you determine the status of the Vlad? Is it only determined by the mother, is it determined by the father as well? Nafkamina for Hakrovus Karbonus on the Mizbeach, he can only be makrid behemoth. Behemoth Tohira, not chaya, nafkamina for Chelev. Chelev Abachaya is Mutta, Chelev Abahemoth Zosa, nafkamina for Osve is Beno, only applies to a behemoth, not to a chaya. Very fascinating sugya. Now the Gemara starts, Nocha sugya. On the bottom, the last three lines on Daf Pei Amud Aleph starts a new sugya. This is the topic of Shechita Sheina Ruya. So we should really first look in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph on the base. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph on the base quotes a machloikas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, which appears in a few places in Shas. Whenever there's a din that depends on shechita, let's say osav ezbeno. So if I shoot the mother and I shoot the vlad, there's no prohibition of osav ezbeno. Only applies if I shecht the mother, proper shechita, and I shecht the vlad. But let's say if a ganav steals shor v'seh v'tovach o'mochar, and he shechts it or he sells it to someone else. So if he shoots it, then he's the only chayv kefil. He's not chayv dalad vehei. Chambisha boki shalom tachas hashor v'arbatzon tachas hatzer. The tashlum dalad vehei only applies if he's tovach, if he shechts it. If he shoots it, it doesn't apply. The same thing kisui hadam. The mitzvah of kisui hadam only applies by a chayu or oaf, doesn't apply to behema. That was one of the nafkaminas. By the choshishim zera ha'av, would that be a mitzvah of kisui hadam? Because kisui hadam only applies if the Vlad is a Chaya, and what if it's a Mitzas Chaya? Very fascinating. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So if you shecht an animal and it's a Treifa, that's what we call Shechita Sheina Ru'uya. It's also Bachila. When you shecht a Treifa, though, we learn that from Psukim, that the Shechita is Mitar Midei Nevela. It doesn't have Tumas Nevela. That we learned in the second parak in Chulin. If you shecht a Treifa, it's Mitar Midei Nevela. If you shecht an elephant or you shecht a horse, the Shechita is just not Chal. Shechita is not chal on a behemoth tamei, on a min tamei. But if the animal has a broken leg, has a hole in the lungs or something, turns out that is a treifa, so the shechita is not mate bachila, but the shechita is mitar midei nevela. So with respect to shechita being mitar midei nevela, the treifa is going to be also bachila, so that we say, if I shoot an animal and it dies, it's mitame, has tumas nevelas, it's an avatum. If I shecht it, even though it's also bachila, I shecht the treifa, it's also bachila, but I say shechita sheni bruya shmo shechita with respect to the din that is matam den avela, that's beferish. With respect to eating it, we know you're not allowed to eat it. If it's shochat v'nimtzis treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's a machlek is abshim in the rabbana. What's the din benegir to osav ezbeno, benegir to kisui hadam, and benegir to dalad hay? If you did a shechita sheni bruya, and the Mishnah gives a few examples of shechet v'nimtzis treifa. You shecht an animal thinking that it's a kosher animal, then it turns out that it's a treifa, so the shechita is not mate b'achila, shechita is metar midei nevela, but it's not mate b'achila. So that's one example of shechita sheni bruya, or ha-shechet l'avodah zarah. The man is worshipping avodah zarah, so the thing is going to be osa b'achila u'b'hanoah. Not only osa b'achila, it's tekrubas avodah zarah, so it's osa b'achila u'b'hanoah, but he did a perfect shechita, it's metar midei nevela. It has a tumas avodah zarah. Tekruvas avodah zarah is metame midirabana. It has a tumah midirabana of avodah zarah, but it doesn't have a tumah of nevela. He did a proper shechita. but it's also bahano. Egg la rufa. What if he shechts an egg la rufa? Egg la rufa is also bahano. Egg la rufa is when you find a Jewish body murdered. Someone was murdered in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to measure the closest city. So we assume that the murderer must have come from the closest city. So the ira krev al achalol has to bring an egg la rufa. So what do you mean egg la rufa? You take do arifa. You break the neck of the animal. So you break the neck, that's not a shechita. So we're talking, you have an eglo, you have a lamb that was designated for an eglo roof, but you didn't do the arifa, you shechted it. So eglo roof is also bano. So that's a machlekes of Shimon Rabban. I did a perfect shechita, but it's also bano. We learn that from psukim, eglo roof is also bano. So that's a machlekes. Rabbi Shimon says there's no din of osu v'ezbeno. The Chacham says there is a din of osu v'ezbeno. Means the second guy shechting l'avod izara. He's an avod izara. It's chayv nisan. Now we're talking the one who shechted the first animal shechted l'avod izara. I want to know. I'm religious. The first guy was a Jew, but he shechted l'avod izara. Or he shechted an egg l'arufa. Now I want to know. Is it forbidden for me to shecht the other one afterward, the Oso or the Beno? Doesn't matter which order, the mother first or the Vlad first. If he shecht the Oso, it's Mabi Yamechot, so the one who shechts the second one gets Malkus. So the Shaila is, would the second one get Malkus over here? Maybe when you did the Shechit on the first one, maybe that's like shooting it. If you shoot, that's the next half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is backwards. The Mishnah gives you the rule second, and then it gives you the exception to the rule first. Every so often you have Mishnahs like that. The exception to the rule is written first. The second half of the Mishnah, on Daf Pei Aleph and Bei, says, "Ashechet ben esnabla biyadai." He shechts and he slipped. The knife slipped and he made it into an avela. He didn't observe the chomish el cheshchita. Shia drasa chalad agrama v'ika. We learned he didn't follow the chomish el cheshchita. Ahanocher. He just cuts off the neck of the animal. Hamaker. He rips it apart. There is no din of osu v'ezbeno. It's only if you shecht the mother and you shecht the vlad. So if you made one of the two nevela, the whole din doesn't apply. What if you didn't make a nevela, but the shechita was such, either shechit b'rimtzis trefa, shechit labedizor, shechit egla rufa, shechit sharanisko, sharanisko shor shaharges ha'odom. So a bezin has to, you need a bezin of 23, like a misas abad and kach misas, just like you need a sanhedrin of 23 to be done. Did in the fashions on a person, so the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, and some headlines are from Sukkim that can miss Abal Kach Misal Shai. Need a Bez now 23 to be done. Did in the fashions for sure. Once the Bez makes the Gemar Din, the Din in the fashions of the Shor is also Bahano. So even if you shecht it, it's still going to be also Bahano. So that's the Machlekes of Shimon Rabban in all of these cases. What's the Din of Shechita Sheni Bruya? Is it Shmo Shechita? Is it Lav Shmo Shechita? We paskan like the Chachamim that it is Shmo Shechita. The Gemara, we mentioned, the Gemara says in the next parak about Kisi Adam, is the next parak, that Reb Yudah Nasi, Rebbe, the last of the period of time, one who edited the Mishnah, he made a compromise in this Machlekes. By Kisi Adam, the Pasuk says, one who shechts chayo o of asher ye ochel. What does it say, asher ye ochel? So that's Reb Yudah Nasi, he says it has to be there, but Kisi Adam has to be shechita haruya. If it's not muta bachila, then shechita shenibu lav shmo shechita, and there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. But when you get to osu v'ezbeno, or when you get to dalad v'hei in bava kama tovach u'mochar shor v'seh, then we don't pass on like Reb Shimon. That was the compromise of Reb Yudah Nasi. But in earlier generations, there was no kind of compromise. It was machlegas in all three cases. Shimon holds shechita shenibu lav shmo shechita, the Chamim holds shechita shenibu ish shmo shechita. So this Mishnah is on Pei Aleph from the base. So on the bottom of Daf Pei, Omen Aleph, the last three lines, Omer Rabboshia says, even before you get to Pei Aleph from the base, you learn this Mishnah, what is it, the first Mishnah in the Perek? Yeah. You learn the first Mishnah in the Perek is Ayin Ches, Omen Aleph, was a long Mishnah. He gave you an example, Hishechts Osvez, but both of them were Korbanis in Hishechts, both of them Chutzle Lazara, both of them were Korbanis in Hishechts, both of them in the Azara, both of them Achulin, neither is a Korbanis, Hishechts, both of them Chutzle Lazara, Hishechts, both of them in the Azara, or the first one was a Chulin, the second one was a Kotchim, and Hishechts, both of them in the Azara, out of the Azara. The Mishnah gave you every possible combination, what the din is in each case. So, the Gemara has on the last three lines, Amar Abashiyah. the very first Mishnah in the Perek is already a dead giveaway that the Tana holds against Reb Shimon. The whole Mishnah, the whole thrust of the Mishnah, Kula Masnisan the look of Reb Shimon. The whole Mishnah indicates that the Stam Mishnah does not hold like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. But Yosef is Mano, we pass on Shchita Sheni Ruya, Ishmo Shchita. So the Gemara says, Mimai, what do you mean Kula Masnisan? From the whole Mishnah, from the beginning to the end, what line exactly in the Mishnah do you see that is against Reb Shimon? So he's going to explain step by step. So he says, Midakotani, the Mishnah has the following statement. Kotchim Bachutz, you have a Osev Ezbeno, they're both Karbonis, and he shechts both of them Chutz Lazar. So there's a Pasuk in Chumash, HaShechet V'Hamale, there are two Parshiyos. That's the name of a Perek in the end of Zohar, Perek HaShechet V'Hamale. If one who shechts Chutz Lazar, any Karbon Yechayv Kores, it's a lav, you're not allowed to. So the person is chayv kores. If he shechts a korban b'shoigeg, chutz lazar, he has to bring a korban chatas. Whoever does an aver b'shoigeg, which if he would have done it, b'mezid, he would have been chayv kores, you have to bring a korban chatas. So shechet b'chutz is chayv kores, and chayv malkus, if he does it, b'mezid, b'hasra, then they're going to give malkus. No chiv misa, but it's an isa kores for shchute chutz. So the Mishnah has, we're on the last two lines on the Pei Omer Aleph. So the Mishnah has, if the Osev Ez Beno, they're both Karbonis, Nishech, both of them, Kotchim Bachutz, both Chutz Lebeis HaMikdash. So Harishayin, Chayv Kores. When Nishech, the Korban Chutz Lazar, Chayv Kores. Ushnehem Psulim, they're both Kotchim Bachutz, is Basel. A Korban is also Bano. If it's a Korban Chatas or Osham, when you shecht it in the Azor, you do this because Adam. Now the Kohanim are permitted to eat the flesh. But if it's a Korban Shlomim, so when you shecht it in the Azor properly, so even the Israelim are permitted to eat the flesh. If they're Tohirim, they have to be Tohir. But over here, you shecht Kotchim Achutz, if you shecht the Korban Chutz L'Azor, Chutz L'Beis HaMikdash, all the Korbanas before you do the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, they're all Asabano, it's a Nisa Me'ila. So when you do the Shechita properly, then it becomes Mutabachila after you do the Zrika and the Mizbeh. But here we Shechts Kotchim Achutz, so they're both Asabachila. So Harish and Chayv Kores, the one who Shechts the first Kotchim Achutz, is Chayv Kores, if he does it, B'mezin is Chayv Kores. Ushneim Psulim, they're both Asabachila, because Kotchim Achutz is Asabano. Ushneim Sofkim is Abayim, they both get Malkas. Why? The first one gets Malkus because he violated Kotch Machutz. Kotch Machutz is Kores. If it's B'mezid B'hasra, you get Malkus. So the first one gets Malkus because he violated Kotch Machutz. The second one gets Malkus because he violated Osev Ez Beno. He's not Chayv Malkus. He's not Chayv Malkus because of Kotch Machutz. Because the pasuk that says, you're not allowed to shech Kotch Machutz, says, you were supposed to bring the korban to Beis HaMikdash, to the Azara, to shecht it, and you didn't, and you shecht it in Chutz L'Azara. So there's one parsha of Shechet Bachutz, and then another parsha of Amala Bachutz. Let's say you shechted the korban in the Azara. Then instead of burning the chelev, the emurim is the chelev, instead of burning the emurim on the Mizbeach, the guy makes a boma outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He takes the emurim out from the Azara, and he burns it on a boma. So that's also Chayv Kores. If he does that, the mezer. If he did it b'shogeg, he didn't realize that it's not there, so it'll be chayv achatos, because kol shel zora kores, it should go as achatos. So the two parshas in the Chumash, one is shechet b'chutz and one is mala b'chutz. Let's say he takes the same korban, he shechts a b'chutz, everything b'shogeg, he didn't realize. He didn't realize that this is aser. He thought, what a beautiful thing, I'll make my own mizbeach here in New York, and I'll bring the korban over here, and it'll be mala. So he's chayv. If he did both b'shogeg, is chayv two chatos. One chatos because he violated shochet b'chutz is chayv kores, and one chatos in one kores is chayv. Another chatos is chayv because of mala b'chutz. Mala b'chutz means you makter on a mizbeach chutz lebeis hamikdash. He made a bomb chutz lebeis hamikdash. So the pasuk says you're only chayv kores for shochet b'chutz el pesach al moed lehevio. So the tanoim say if it's roi love el pesach al moed, if the korban was a kosher korban, and it was roi lahakriv in the Beis HaMikdash, and instead you shecht the chutz Beis HaMikdash, then you chayv kores. What if the korban is pasul anyway? Let's say it's a balmum, or it's a trefa. So if you would be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be pasul. So then there's no kores of shchut echut. Shchut echut only applies, the kores only applies if it's roi love el pesach al moed. So that's what the Mishnah assumes over here. Once you shecht the first, the oso or the bino, whichever one you shecht the first, so you're not allowed to shecht the second one today. You have to wait till tomorrow. So today it's not roi lovoi pesach hamoed. Tomorrow it will be roi lovoi, so there's no karis. All the Tanaim agree. It's mechusas man, since you have to wait till tomorrow at least. You can't be makriv it today. So today it's not roi lovoi pesach hamoed, so you won't be chayv karis for the shchut echutz. Will it be a lav? There's a lav for shchut echutz. So that's a machloikas hatanoim in Zvachim. In the very end of Zvachim, the name of the perik is perik ha-shechet v'hamala. Next to the last perik, I think, in Zvachim, is perik ha-shechet v'hamala. So that's a machloikas. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, if you have a korban that's posel, a balmum or a treifa, a real psula, or a real psul, it's not going to straighten out by waiting. So then there's no lav of shchut echutz, because not roi lav al pesach hamoed, it's not roi lakrov. But if you have a korban that basically the korban is roi lav al pesach, it's a kosher korban. But you can't shecht it today because it's mechus hazman. Let's say I have a korban and it's not yet 8 days old. You have to wait till the eighth day to be makir of the korban. He wasn't allowed to be magdash either. You're not allowed to be magdash the korban within the 8 days. If you're magdash it, you also have an avera. The Gemara has a discussion whether you get malchus. The big magdash, magdash is a lav shem b'maisa. Gemara has a discussion in the beginning of tomorrow, does he get malchus for being magdash the korban before the 8th day? Let's say it's a bechor, so it's kodesh by mail or kodesh by rechem. He didn't even violate the yisa, and he shechts the bechor chutz le beis hamikdash within the first 8 days. So there won't be any chorus because it's not roi lav al pesach al moed. It's not roi lahakrova today. Will it be a lav? Because it's a lav on shchut echutz. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, if it's not roi today, but it's roi tomorrow, it'll be roi next week. Today, Behemoth was just born today. I have to wait. Today's Tuesday. I have to wait till next Tuesday. And I shechted toch hazman, toch zmanai. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, there is a lav. He agrees there's no chorus. Chorus is only if it's roi lav al pesach al moed today. But he argues with the Chachamim. We paskin that there's no lav either. The lav of Shchut Echutz only applies if the animal is roi l'hakrova today. You ruin the carbon. I take a carbon, I shoot it. And I kill it. That's an avera. You had a carbon that was roi l'hakrova and you shot it. So here he has a carbon and he shechts it chutz l'beis hamikdash toch hazman. He shechts it before the 8th day. So he just killed the carbon. There's no way to make it kosher. It's dead already. So he can't do anything with it. So that's not right. That's an avera to pasul a carbon for no good reason. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion if the carbon biatzmus is a kosher carbon, just you have to wait till the 8th day, or let's say you shechted an osav yezbeno, so you have to wait till tomorrow. You're not supposed to shecht this carbon today. You have to wait till tomorrow. There's also machaleg Reb Shimon and the Rabbanus. So Reb Shimon would say that there's a lab, there's malchus, but there's no chorus. And the Chacham say, whenever there's no chorus, because not roi l'akrova today, so there's no lav either. That's the machlokes of Shimon and the Chacham. So Shimon says, shchita sheni ruya is lav shmo shchita. Whenever you shecht the korban, whenever you shecht any animal, and it's osa b'achila, so it's not called shchita. But again, to be mitar midei nevela, it is. If you shecht the treifa, the animal is a treifa, so you shecht it, it's going to be osa b'achila. If you shecht an elephant or you shecht a horse, the shechita is not chal on a behemoth tmeya. But if you shecht a behemoth kshera, but it's a treifa, so the shechita is chal to be mitar midei nevela. It won't have too much nevela.
Is there a principle that it was roi to bring and then it became not roi that you can no longer bring it?
Yes, that's called dichui. Whenever there was a carbon that started off as being kosher, then something happened, you're not able to be makriv it, so you have to. And you have to wait. Let's say the Mizbeach collapses. I shecht the carbon, and the Mizbeach is no longer ravua. The Mizbeach has to be square. So if the bricks on the Mizbeach fall down, and someone comes to fix it, it takes an hour till they put in cement, and they fix the Mizbeach so if you already shechted the carbon, you have the dam and the klisharis, and you're waiting for an hour with the dam, then the Gemara says, Hol menitcha yidoche. Since for an hour you weren't able to be zorik the dam, because the Mizbech was pasul, so you can't be makrivit at all. But if the whole story happened while the animal was still alive before Shechita, so that's a machlekes hatanoim, where the balechaim nidochim, there's a psul of dichoy set in on live animals, not so much initial live animals, the psul of dichoy doesn't set in on chulin. It doesn't apply to behemoth chulin. let's say, have a behemah chulin, and the mizbeach was nifkam, and they fixed it, and they wrote it up in the newspapers. It was on the news. The mizbeach was nifsal, and it became kosher. You got to say, all the animals in the world can ever be makriv on the mizbeach, because it was an hour's time that you weren't able to be makriv it. So the halacha says not so. The whole sugya of dicha is mainly in Yuma. So the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom of the page in Yuma explains, before you magdish the animal, the whole topic of dichri doesn't set in. The whole discussion only begins after you magdish it. So it was a korban already, then the Yisrael hold in it chidoche. So it's a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes hamaran. We pass from balechayim are not nidochem. Why? Because until you do the shchita is the first of the dalar avodas adam. You have shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika. Kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, and zvika sadam. So until you do the shchita, the animal has an incomplete kedushas korban. It has a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. When you do the shechita, that's the avoid the rishon on the animal, that is called the kedushas korban. So just like behemas chulin, the psul of dichui cannot set in. So even if a behemah is a korban, you will magdish it as a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. But until you do the shechita, which is the avoid the rishon, it's called like chulin. It doesn't have enough kedusha that the psul of dichui should set in.
But according to the other mandarma that holds that it is, would you say that any time you shecht the mother, then that's it for that carbon. If
okay.
You had designated a
carbon
before,
I think so. You wouldn't be able to be makar of the other one if they're both carbonous. And you shech one today, and you can't shech the other one today. You have to wait till tomorrow. So that's like nivka manizbech. That'll be dichli. We paskim balechayim and not nidochen. But if you roll like the other tana, then you wouldn't be able to bring the second one as a carbon at all. So also as benav, the second one would be possible. So again, so the Mishnah says they're both, the Oso and the Beno, the mother with the Vlad, they're both Kachim Bachutz. So when you Shech Kachim Bachutz, Kachim Arosa Bano, every carbon is also Bano. When you Shech that, and you do this because Adam Kim Mitzvasai, then if it's a Chatas V'yashim, it becomes Mutalachil La Kohanim. And if it's a Shlom, it becomes Mutalachil La Bailim. Okay? But if you Shech the Bachutz, so the Yisra Hanor remains. This Ano is only going to go off if he shechted b'fnim ki mitzvasa in the Azara, and you do this rikas adam. So the Gemara says, the whole Mishnah is the loike Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, if the first animal that you shechted was a kachim b'chutz, osa b'ano min ha-Torah, so it's like shooting it. And if you shoot it, the din of osa b'ano doesn't apply, only if he shechted it. Here he did the shechita in a perfect fashion, but it's a shechita that's not mata b'achila. That's called shechita sheni ruyat. So that's what Rav Oshia says. That's the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanim. So the opening Mishnah says, Rav Oshia says the whole thrust of the whole Mishnah is going to go line by line. The whole thrust of the Mishnah is against Rav Shimon because we don't pass like Rav Shimon. We pass like Rav Shimon by Kisri Hadam. That was Rabbi Ranosi's compromise, and we pass like that by Kisri Hadam because it says, Asher Yeyochel, if you shecht chai v'yef Asher Yeyochel, so then you say only Shechita Haruyas Mechayim and Kisri Adam. But also there's no, even the Shechita Sheni Ruya, he did a perfect Shechita. So still it is, but it's also Bano, also Bachil, also Bano, so we don't pass like Rav Shimon. It's the whole Mishnah is the loik Rav Shimon. Why? Midi Katani Kachim Bachutz Shneim Sofkim Masar Boim. Why do they both get Malkus? The first one get Malkus because he violated the law of Shechut Echutz. Second one gets Malkus. He's not going to get Malkus for Shechut Echutz because it's not Roy Lov El Pesach El Moed, because it's B'chus Hazman. You have to wait till tomorrow. So it's not Roy La Hakrova today. So Reb Shimon, there's another Reb Shimon, the same person, Reb Shimon, he has another Shita. His Shita is that if it's not Roy today, if the carbon is not Roy Lov El Pesach El Moed today, but it's Roy tomorrow, then there's no Kuris, but there is a lot. But we don't pass like that either. So the Mishnah says the second one gets Malkus. How come he gets Malkus? For Shchut Echutz? No, it's not Roy Lov El Pesach Hamoed today. Shouldn't be Malkus. Yes, there's Malkus because of Osu Ez Beno. So that's what the Gemara says. How can it be Osu Ez Beno? The first one was like shooting it. Right. Since the first one was a Kachem Achutz, it's Osu Bachi Losu Bano. So that's what he says. Michdash Amin, the last line on the Yomar. Michdash Amin, Eled Reb Shimon, the Yomar. After all, we know Reb Shimon's opinion he holds. I'm pay all of them. No shechita, sheni ruya, lav shma shechita. So the kama, the first animal that I shechted was a kachim bachutz. Kachim bachutz is also bachila men atayra. All karbanos are also bahanoa, and when you shechted and you zerk, the dam becomes mutabano. But if you shechted chutz lazar, it remains also bahanoa. So kama, the first one, whichever one you shechted first, doesn't make a difference. The one you shechted first, mikla katle, it's like shooting it, it's like choking it to death. It's not lavsh mashchitim. So sheni, the second one, shouldn't be subject to the prohibition of osa hazbano. Miskabo bifnimhu. It's mutter to be makrev in the azara. So why does it say that you're not chayv koris on shkut dichutz on the second one? The first one doesn't count. The first one counts for the koris of shkut dichutz. That's what Mar is going to explain. If you hold shkut sheni bu yelav shmo shkut, so how you have a chayv koris for shkut dichutz? When you shech shkut dichutz, it's also bachin lo also bano. How can you ever, by definition, you can never violate the iser of shkut dichutz? The answer is no. That's an exception to the rule. Reb Shimon agrees to that also. That shchita sheni bu yishma shchita benegeh to the avera of shchut echutz. Otherwise, it's impossible to ever be chayv koris on shchut echutz. So benegeh to the avera of shchut echutz, it is shma shchita. But to count the first shchita of kotchim bachutz as a shchita to asa the second one, mishamos vizmano. No, it's miktal katle. It's like shooting, like choking the first one to death. So the sheni, the second one, the benoa, the yoso, the second one is miskabel bifnimhu. It's right lahakriva lefnim. There can't be any prohibition of us as mino. Koris nami lachayv. Why do you say the sheni is not chayv koris? The second one that he shechts bachutz is chayv koris. It's right lahakrova today. So that's the first one line in the Mishnah. That's clearly the Lord Reb Shimon. Then the Gemara goes by to another line in the Mishnah. The second line on Peyamid base. Next line in the Mishnah says chulin bifnim. They're both chulin. The osav as mino. They're both chulin, and you shecht them both in the azara. So chulam azar, you're not allowed to shecht. It's not permissible to shecht chulam azar. That's a machloikas hatanoim and a machloikas hamarayim, whether chulam azar is an avera derais or an avera derabonim. It's an avera whether shechting chulam in the azar is an avera derais, and then, but bottom line, you're not allowed to do it, either minatar or derabonim. And then the second din is that if you did shecht chulam azar, it's also bachila, also bano. That's also machloikas, whether that chulam bifnim, if you shecht chulam ba'azara, is the yisad to eat it? Is that an yisad derais and yisad derabbanim? That's a machloikas. Rabbi Yochanan Meshlok, a machloikas hatanoim, and a machloikas hamaraim and nazir, had a paskin. What's it doing in nazir? Because the Mishnah says, Hov madir es b'no b'nazir. A father has a right to declare that his son, who's younger than bar mitzvah, father can force his son to become a nazir. The child is so young, he's not a bar hochev taking a neder. Way before bar mitzvah, he can't take any of the dorm. So the father declared, hey, I declare my son should be a nazir. The mother cannot, and the father cannot declare the daughter is a nazira either. Only the father can declare the son as a nazir. So the Mishnah says, the father declares son as a nazir, and then when the 30 days are up, or however long, he said he should be a nazir for 80 days, 90 days, whatever. When the time is up, so they bring the karbonis. So the Gemara has a machleg, where did this din come from? It doesn't say in Chumash. Oh, mother is banu, it's not possible in Chumash. So it's a machleg. So Rish Lakish says, it's mitam chinuch, it's midirabbanan. Just like there's a din of chinuch midirabbanan, the parents have to see to it that the children, when Atarva there's a din of chinuch, the parents have to send their children to yeshiva, have to educate their children, have to teach them about kashrus and Shabbos and all the mitzvahs Atarva. But min HaTorah, the kid can eat chazer until he becomes bar mitzvah. The father says, no, you're not bar mitzvah. You can eat all the chazer you want, but the next year you're going to be bar mitzvah. Tomorrow you're going to be bar mitzvah. So tomorrow you're not allowed to eat chazer. And tomorrow you have to keep Shabbos. And tomorrow you got to daven every day. So the fact that the father has to see to it that the child davens today three times a day, that the child sits in sukkah today, that the child observes Shabbos today, that's only chinuch midirabbanan. That's not min HaTorah. Chinuch min HaTorah only is the father should educate the children that when you become bar mitzvah, you should live so long, you should be healthy, you should become bar mitzvah, and after bar mitzvah, then you have to keep all the mitzvahs HaTorah. So Rish Lakish is of the opinion that this whole din in the Mishnah, Ha'ab Madir is Bano Benazir, the whole institution is only with the Rabbanim Itam Chinuch. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. We usually assume whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. In the later generation, they took a vote. And the consensus was that in all the machlekes, and they voted like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three. The Gemara Yevamos has Omar Rava, there are three cases where we pass on like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. So this is not one of the three cases. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ho, Madar es Bano Banaz, it was Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is halacha l'moshe misinai, it's a din deraisa. I understand how he brings karbanas, when the Zman HaNaziris is up. The father brings the karbonis on behalf of his son. But according to Reish Lakish, that the whole institution of Madar is Merob Nazir, the father has a right to declare his son should be a Nazir. Whole thing is all Midirabbanan, Mitam Chinuch, Midirabbanan. So Midirabbanan, you allow him to bring karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, Midirabbanan. It's Chulam Bazara. So the Gemara says, it's not a problem. Reish Lakish holds Chulam Bazara is only the Rabbanan. So he's going to shech the behemah tzchulin, because it's not Kodesh. The kid is not a Nazir min HaTorah. So he doesn't have to bring any karbonis. So he's going to shech the karbonis, he's going to shech the behemah tzchulin in the Azor, which is a make-believe karbon, the Rabbanan. The Aver is only with the Rabbanan. Then he's going to burn it on the Mizbeach. So everything is only with the Rabbanan. So since the Chachamim said, Hov Madar is Merob Nazir, the father has the right to declare his son as a Nazir, so they allowed him to violate these Yisurim Darabban. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. Since the whole issue of Shchitas Kochim, Shchitas Chulam Bazar, and Hakrav Ala Mizbeach, and eating Chulam Bazar, you eat the Shalmei Nazir, you eat. So, but if they shechted Chulam Bazar, you're not allowed to eat it with the Rabban. So since all the Averis, all the Rabban are shechting Chulam Bazar, burning on the Mizbeach, Chulam on the Mizbeach, and eating Chulam Shenish Chudabah, everything is only the Rabbanan. So, hey, Mama, they said he's a Nozim in the Rabbanon, the father made him a Nozim in the Rabbanon, so we allow him to violate all of these Yisun.
What about Chana and Shmuel?
Yeah, I think the Radak over there says that it's based on Hov Madar is Merob Nozim. So they all ask, it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says only the father can declare the son. So the Gemara has a tradition, Hamalachi Diro. Not that the mother declared him as a Nozim, not that the father did. The Malach declared him as a Nazir. That was a Hirasha. The Malach declared him as a Nazir.
By Shimshon.
By Shmuel,
the Malach.
Yeah.
That was Shimshon.
No. By Shimshon, it was a Malach. Oh.
Shimshon
was Malach. Malach Hidir was by Shimshon.
Yeah.
And by Shmuel Anavi, was he a Nazir? I forgot it.
Was
he a Who's another? I forgot about it. Yeah, Shimshon was a Malach Idir. That's right. So Shimshon, the Radak says by Shimshon that the mother declared him as a Nazir, and he quotes that Mishnah. So they ask on the Radak, it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says it's only the father can make his son as a Nazir. Mother cannot declare the son as a Nazir. And the Gemara says it was a Malach Idir. Yeah. By Shmuel, the Mishnah has a Machlekes Hatanaim. They said, Mora lo yala al Rosho. So the machlekes where the mara le'al arosha means he won't have mara basav adam, he won't be afraid of anybody. Or mara le'al arosha means he shouldn't cut off his hair with a razor. Mara means a razor to cut his hair. So I think that's a machlekes where the Shmuel was a where the Shmuel Hanavi.
So the Gemara says that he did have mara from Shaul.
Okay, that's a discussion. So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah whether Shmuel Hanavi was a nazir or was not a nazir. But Shimshon was a Nazir for sure. That's Hamalach Idiro, right? So this Gemara, Rav Oshia says the whole Mishnah from top to bottom is the like Rav Shimon. So they quoted one line: we shechted two kachim bachutz, the first and the second, the mother with the vlad, they were both kachim bachutz, and they say if you would have had like Rav Shimon, the first one is kachim achutz, is asa b'achil, asa b'ano. So there wouldn't be an isa v'asas b'ano to shech the second one. It would be mutter to shech the second one. So that Mishnah is the loy k'rab Shimon. Then he says the next line in the Mishnah, here the second line from the top of pei omed beis, they quote another line in the Mishnah, chulin bifnim. They're both, the osa and the b'ano, the mother and the vlad were both chulin, shech them both in the azara. So you violated shechitas chulin b'azara, both on the mother and the vlad. So it says Shneim Psulim, because you're not allowed to eat Chulam Bazar. If you shech Chulam Bazar, it's Asa Machila. But that's a Machlekes, but that's the Raisa, the Rabbanan. So here, let's continue. So Shneim Psulim, either Menat Torah, or the Rabbanan. Then it says, Vasheni, whoever shechs the second one, Sofik Sarboim, you get Malkus because of Osve Ezbeno. So the Gemara says, why? The Mishnah is obviously the like Reb Shimon. Why? Mechdi shaminei le Reb Shimon. But after all, we know Reb Shimon's opinion on Meshchita sheni ruya lo ishma Meshchita. So the first one that I shechted was Chulam Bazara. That's also b'achila, also b'ano. A kama, the first animal that he shechted should be like shooting it, like choking. Mikta katla, he killed the animal. That's not called shechita. Shechita sheni ruya. So sheni amaisa because our boyim. Why do you get malchus for shechting the second one? Because also has benots as if he shot the first one. So it's not subject according to Reb Shimon. Shouldn't be a violation of also has benots. So the pashtus in this gemara, the gemara seems to be assuming clearly that chulam bazar is an isa deraisa. If chulam bazar is an isa derabbanon, so menatar it is a shechita haruya. So how can you say you're allowed to shech the second one? The first one doesn't count at all. It's like choking it. Why is it like choking? If on the level of the raisa, chulam bazar is a kosher shechita, is muta b'achila, so it's a shechita haruya. You're going to say, because me derabbanon, they said you're not allowed to eat chulam shenishchetu bazara, so the first one is declared as if it's not a shechita, therefore you're allowed to be mekel. The chacham have authority to make chumers, but they can't make kulas. So because they're going to declare the first one is chulam bazar is also bachila, so therefore there's no iser of also is benot to shech the second one. That can't be. So the Gemara is clearly assuming chulam bazar is an iser deraisa. That was the machlokes hatanoim in Psochim. That was the machlokes in Nozir between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish is the one who held that chulam bazar is only the rabban, but we don't paskin like Rish Lakish. We talk at paskin like Rabbi Yechon. Chulam bazar is an iser deraisa. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. That line in the Mishnah is also the like Reb Shimon. Going to Reb Shimon, since the first shechita was chulam azar, it's also b'achilim in ha-Torah. So kama, the first one is miktal katle, is like shooting it, like choking it. The sheni should be mutter to shech the second one. There's no also ezmano. Then the Gemara quotes, not enough. It's clear. The whole Mishnah is the like Reb Shimon. So quote, bite another line. Kachim bifnim. He said they're both. The mother with the Vlad are both karbonis and the shech, they're both bifnim. The first line they quoted was they're both kochim bachutz. And the second line was they're both chulim bifnim. Now the third line from the Mishnah they're quoting is they're both kochim bifnim. But he shechted both the mother and the Vlad in the Azar. Kochim bifnim. So the first one that he shechts is kimitzvasai. Kosher. Kosher lamahadrin. He shechted a korban in the Azar and he bzorik the dam. He did what he's supposed to do. So he says it's kosher and he's potter from malchus. What do you mean potter from malchus? He did a mitzvah. Of course he's potter from malchus. He shechted kosher mefnim. He did what he's supposed to. He didn't do anything wrong at all. It's a little funny. Kosher a potter. So Rashi points out it's a little not meduyik. Kosher a potter, there's no there at all. The hasheni, but when you shech the second one, is sofikas ha'abayim upasul. When he shech the second one, he gets malchus because of osav yezbeno. He wasn't allowed to shech osav yezbeno. And the second one is pasul. What's the psul? That's a psul amchus hazman. The pasuk, we discussed this already a couple of weeks ago. The pasuk says in Chumash that if a behemoth is born, shura kesav ez ki yivale, you have to wait shivas yamim tachasimo. You can't be makrivit on the mizbech till it's 8 days old. What if you want makrivit within the first? So the pasuk is it'll be merutze hurtza. The carbon will be kosher if you wait till the 8th day. The mashmois is clear. If you shech the carbon within the first 8 days before it's 8 days old, the carbon will not be kosher. But if you shech the tochzman, it's a psula mechus hazman. So the Gemara extrapolates from this, not only is it a psula mechus hazman, the carbon is pasul, lo hurtza. If it's, you have to wait 8 days, what if the animal is already 3 months old, and you shechted the mother today, and you're not allowed to shech the vlad on the same day, you have to wait till tomorrow, because of osav hazbeno. So if you shech the vlad today, as a carbon, it'll also be pasul b'dievet, that's also mechus hazman. What's the difference whether it's a mechus hazman, it's not yet 8 days old, a mechus hazman because you shechted the mother today and you have to wait till tomorrow. So it's also psul b'dievet a mechus hazman. So that's what the Mishnah says like that. Mishnah gave the case, they were both kochim bifnim. Where was it again? Kochim bifnim. What is this, the fifth line, the sixth line from the top? Kochim bifnim, harishan kosher upata. The first one was kimitzvasai. He did a mitzvah. Hasheni, the one who shechts the second one, gets malchus because he shechted osav yezbeno. Upasul, why is it pasul? That's the psula mechus hazman. The pasuk says, v'yam hashemini v'hala yeirotze. But if you shechted toch zmanai, it's pasul. So not only mechus hazman of yam hashemini leleida, but mechus hazman because of osav yezbeno is also. So the Gemara again says, this line in the Mishnah is also the like Reb Shimon. why is this one already the loike Reb Shimon? The first two were not so difficult. First two were easy to understand. First case was Yishech the Kotchim Bachutz. Mamsh Osa Bachilu. Osa Bano. Second one was Chulim Bazara. On the assumption Chulim Bazara is an Issa Deraisa. So it's Shchita Sheni Ruya. The third one is not so compelling, the third case. Third case, the first animal that Yishechta was Kotchim Bifnim. And it's Kosher Kemitzvasai. So the Gemara makes an assumption, it's also called Shchita Sheni Ruya. Why? Because when you shech the carbon, you're not allowed. Usually, when you shech an animal, the second you finish eating it, you're allowed to eat it. When you shech the carbon, you can't eat it till you do the Zrikas Adam. So the Gemara says, even if you do the Zrikas Adam 2 minutes later, but at the time of the shechita it was asa b'achila, so does say shechita sheni ruya. That's also called shechita. And Mar is going to quote those who dingzach. It's going to be agan sugya. Is that true or not? So Rav Oshi is saying, I see from the whole Mishnah, from the top to bottom, kula masnisen. Kula masnisen, like every line in the Mishnah is against Reb Shimon.
Every shechita would be not right.
Every shechita is kachim. It's called shechita sheni ruya. So how would any korban ever kosher? You have to do shechita. No, but again, the shechita's korban, that's what the halacha says. Like how you have a chayim on shechita chutz. Every shchut chutz is shchit to sheni ruya. It's like shooting it. The answer is no. That's the gzeres hakasev. If you do shchut chutz, you chayv kares. So if you shech the carbon, it's always called shchit to sheni ruya. But that's the mitzvah. You shech the carbon, even though at the time that you're shechting it, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the halacha. But again, the hechsher carbon, it's called shchit to ruya. It's shchit to sheni ruya ishmo shchit. But when you get to other areas of halacha, the Rav Oshi is assuming that shchit has kotchim is always shchit to sheni ruya. Let's see here. So he says, "Michti shamina le Reb Shimon." After all, we know Reb Shimon's opinion. Da mashchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita. So the first animal that he shechta was kachim ifnim. Shchita is kachim na mashchita sheni ruya. Why shchita is kachim sheni ruya? Because the kol kama de lo zarek dam. See with a tiny letter of the bach in parentheses in the Gemara. The kol kama de lo zarek dam. Until you do this, because atam the mishteri basar. The basar is asa b'chila, so shchita of all kachim is called shchita sheni ruya. Even though he did it kemitzvasai, ashech the first carbon kachim ifnim is called shchita sheni ruya. Because kol kama de lo zarek dam until you do the zrikas adam la mishteri basar. So sheni when the one who shechs the second one kachim ifnim. So why does he get malchus? Why does he get malchus? And you say that it's possible because of a psulim chusas man. It was supposed to wait till tomorrow because of us. Why? But the first one doesn't count. The shechita on the first one is called shechita sheni ruya. According to Reb Shimon, the whole din of us cannot apply to karbonis. It can only apply to chulin. Because shechita is karbonis. That was the first daf. The first mission said, they more learned that from Sukkim. So Rav Oshi says, now that assumption, applies both to Kachim and to Chulin, Reb Shimon wouldn't agree. Because according to the Tanna, Reb Shimon by Yechoi, Shchitas Kachim is always, by definition, always Shchitas Sheni Ruya. Because until you do this Rikas Adam, La Mishteri Basa, the Basa is also Bachila, so then there'll never be an Iser of Osu Ezbeno. Sheni Amaisa, Rikas Abayim Apostle. Why is it subject? Why is the second one Osev Ezbeno? The first one is like choking it. And why is it possible? Because of Mechus Hezman. No, it's only Mechus Hezman if you shechted the first one. Here the first one doesn't count. So he says, Olishmamina, Deloy Kerb Shimon. The Gans, the Mishnah is Deloy Kerb Shimon. That's Rav Oshi's statement. He said all the three lines in the Mishnah, everything is Deloy Kerb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Pshita the Hachi Yisa. Avada, what he said is correct. The whole Mishnah is the loike Reb Shimon. He's right. In Shech Kotchim Bachutz, Shechita Shani Ruya. Shech Chulam Bazar, if you hold Chulam Bazar as the rice, so Shechita Shani Ruya. So what did Rav Oshi make such a big bariches, a whole arichas? Pshita, what he said is that everyone would agree. And for the Gemara, Shechita's Kotchim, it's Trichalei. The third one was the Chiddush. The first one, he said, you were shechting both with Kotchim Bachutz. So Kotchim Bachutz is Shechita Shani Ruya. Second one was Chulam Bazar. So Shchita Sheni Ruya, the third line that he quotes, Kachim Ifnim, that until you do this Rikas Adam, the flesh is still Osa Bachila. So at the time of the Shchita is called Shchita Sheni Ruya. So the Gemara said, that's a Chiddush of a premise. That is what the Dingzach said. That's Rav Oshi's Chiddush. He thinks even from that line in the Mishnah, you see the Mishnah is the Loike Reb Shimon. Everything that he said is elementary, it's obvious. Everything more not obvious. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosher. I would have argued the point. One could dingzach and say, Shchitas Kotchim is a Shchita Ruyahi. It is a Shchita Ruyahi. How do you know? Because if you take the carpet and you shoot it, or you choke it to death, then it'll be puzzled. You have to dafka do shchita. Shchita kabbalah halacha is because shchita has to be proper. The hayinochar vizorik dam. If he just cuts the neck nechira. If he takes a saw and he stabs the animal or he cuts off the neck, not in accordance with halacha shchita vizorik the dam. Lo mishteri basa. The flesh will not be mutter. Chishochit mishteri basa. Only if he shechts it properly, then the flesh will become mutter. So I would have thought shchita ruyehi. That shchita is going to turn out to be matter the flesh. True, you have to do shchita kabbala halacha zrika. At the time you do the shchita, it's not yet muta b'achila. But the shchita is going to lead up next step. That's the first of the dalar of Eidus Adam. Shchita kabbala halacha zrika. So the Gemara says, kamash malon, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yosher thinks not only the first two lines in the Mishnah of the Loik Reb Shimon, the third line is also the Loik Reb Shimon. Then the Gemara is going to continue to say that other Amoraim don't agree with him. They think that it's not correct. If he did the Shechitas Kachim and then 2 minutes later he did the Zrikas Hadam, if he did the Shechitas Kachim and you never did the Zrikas Hadam, the dam was Nishpach. He did the Shechita Kabbalah and then all the dam is Nishpach and he never leads up to the Zrikas Hadam. So it's Taka Asa Bachilu. That's the Shechita Sheni Ruyah. But if he did the Shechitas Kachim and he did lead up to the Zrikas Hadam, then we should say that it was a shchita ruya. So he held, Rabbi Yosher held natzar. Rabbi Yosher held, even if it leads up to the zvikas adam, the shchita b'shaita was still osa b'achila. Kol kama de lazarik dam, la mishri b'osa b'achila. So his opinion is that that's called shchita sheni ruya. He said a bracha al shchitas hazevach, and then it turns out that it was a bracha l'atok.
Everyone is not right. Every shchita is kachu according to this.
No. So how will you ever yotze the shchitas korbanos? You need the dalal avodah and the shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So the answer is, but again, in the midst of shchitas kachim, that's called shchitas kachim. So then you can say a bracha. If he did the shchita, then the dam is nishpach. It'll turn out that the whole bracha was a bracha about tala b'shaita. He thought he's doing a mitzvah.
In terms of kamadol ezorik.
Yeah.
So if it's all shchita shenim ruya, so it is legabi bracha, it's not legabi other.
Right. No, legabi the mitzvah of shchitas kachim, you are yotze the mitzvah of shchitas kachim. If you shoot the animal and you do this because Adam, it won't help. Only if you did shchita. So legabi the mitzvah of shchitas kachim, you are yotze. So b'shaita, you thought they're doing shchitas kachim and so you say a bracha. You do say a bracha. But if it turns out later on that it didn't lead up to the zrikas Adam, then it'll turn out that the bracha was a bracha levat tola. It wasn't a mitzvah.
And he's saying if he's going to be zarek the dam, it's not why because he can't eat it right now.
You can't eat it now, even if later on you do the zrikas hadam. That's called the shchit sheni ruya for purposes of osav es benal, for purposes of chiyuv dalad v'hei. For the purposes of shchitas kachim, that's what shchitas kachim always is. At the time of the shchita, still osav b'achila. So for the purpose of the mitzvah of shchitas kachim, that is the mitzvah. But for the purpose of osav es benal, so Rabbi Yosher thinks that Rabbi Shimon will hold that shchita sheni ruya. And the next mandam is going to disagree. And the next daf, when we get over here 10 lines from the bottom, at pei aleph, and then there's going to be a further machlokes. It's going to go vayta pei aleph on the base. It's going to be a hemshech here. On this last point of Rabbi Yosher, that's going to be a big debate. Now the Gemara goes off on a tangent. This should really be a footnote, and it's going to be a long footnote. Okay, so that's a side topic. Interesting. Feg the Gemara Akasha. We quoted the third line in the Mishnah. The mother with the Vlad are both kachim, and I shecht them both in the proper place in the Azor. So the first one, I did a mitzvah. It says, what does it say? Kosher upater. Kosher Potomay, he did it, he shechted it, came mitzvah, so everything 100% correct. He gets schar for doing that. And then it says, when he shechts the second one, he violated Osu Ezbenos, so he gets Malkus. Sofigus Harboy means that he gets once Malkus, If he would violate two averes, it would say sofik shmeinim, gets two more malchus. In the Chumash, it says arbaim yakenu, you give 40 times malchus. The Mishnah says in Malchus that that's not correct. You only give 39 times malchus. Aber the pasuk says arbaim yakenu. So the Rambam holds that it's exerim midirabbanim. In Atar Taki, you get 40 malchus. And midirabbanim, they're afraid, lo yosef pen yosef, lest by mistake he may give, if you give all 40, he may by mistake count wrong and give an extra one, he'll violate lo yosef. So they made exerim midirabbanim, you're not even allowed to give 40. Only give 39. So in case he makes a mistake and he gives an extra one, he gave him the malchus that he really deserved in Atar. That's how the Rambam says. Famous Shverer Rambam. Because the Gemara seems to say that it's minatara, it's not a gzera minatara, it's a din minatara. It says b'mit. How does it say in the Chumash? Lo yom bin akosa rasha v'hipila hashofa v'kol lefana k'dei v'shasa b'mispar. Period. Abayim yaken of alo yosef. So the Gemara says lo yom bin akosa v'hipila hashofa v'kol lefana, and then you read it, the last word in the first pasuk is to be read with the, as if it were the beginning of the next pasuk. The mispar ba'im yakenu. The mispar, the number that's next to ba'im. In other words, only 39. Yeah. Why 39? Because he's supposed to give malchus in units of three. You give him, if he, you're not allowed to give him malchus if there's a chashash that he's going to die because of the malchus. You have to see to it that he should survive after getting the malchus. So let's say he's not up to getting 39 malchus. They think he can get 37 malchus. So the Mishnah says you only give him 36. It has to be divisible by 3. And you give 2/3 of the malchus on the back and 1/3 of the malchus on the chest. So if he's only able, they think because he can only take 3 times malchus, you give him 2 on the back and 1 on the chest. If he can take 4 or 5, you only give him 3. If he can take 6 or 7 or 8, then you give him 6. And you give 2 malchus, 4 on the back, and 2 on the chest. It always has to be in 2/3 on the back, 1/3 on the chest. So the Gemara seems to assume that all of this is a din d'oraisa. You don't give 40, you give 39, and 39 is divisible by 3, and 2/3 on the back, and 1/3 on the front. The Rambam is against the whole Gemara. The Rambam must have some other outside source. The Rambam says, no, that the Minatari really give 40 malchus. There's a Tosefta. Huh? Okay, but we don't pass them like that. So we don't pass them like that. So where did it come from, 39? So I think the Rambam is a Tosefta. The Tosefta says like that. It's a Gzeira Midrabban. But the Bavli is not like that Tosefta. Bavli is not like that Tosefta, yeah. What do you do with this? What do you do with this Tosefta? The Gemara ignores that Tosefta. We usually, the Gemara says that Toseftas were edited by Rav Chiya Rabosha, and any Braisa that's not edited by Rav Chiya Rabosha, you can't rely on it. You can only rely on Toseftas which were edited by Rav Chiya Rabosha. So all the Toseftas that we have printed in back that's edited by Rav Chiya Rabosha, so how does the Bavli say against it? So the Kesef Mishnah has a famous line in one place, the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva gives you the Chaf Dal Dvorim Hamakvim Esa Tshuva, I think. Or the Chavdan, the Chavdal Dram Shebezin Minadim Aleim. There are 24 Averis for which Bezin gives, puts a guy in Cherem. That the Gemara, the Ramam collected all the Gemaras. Now, but there's a Ramam has in Hilchas Tshuva, that's in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that there are 24 Averis for which Bezin puts people in Cherem. So the Ramam just collected all the Gemaras, at Pekias. The Ramam collected all the Gemaras, puts it together. But that the Ramam has another place. He got from the Rif, I think, in Rosh Hashanah, and they don't know where the Rif got it from. The Rambam says, "Derechof al dorm hamakvim es hatshuva." That if a person does any one of these 25 errors, it's going to be very difficult to do tshuva. So the Kesef Mishnah says, "Where did he get that one from?" So he says, "He does know what the source is. It must be from the Tosefta, which was edited by Rav Chiya Rabosha Vizulasam, Rav Chiya Rabosha, and the others, and the others." So the Chidah says, "What do you mean the others?" That the Tosefta was supposed to be the official text that was written by Rav Chiya Rabosha. So he said, you see from that word in the Kesef Mishnah that he thinks that what's printed by us in the back of the Rif, the Tosefta, is not the authentic Tosefta. This is by Rav Chiya Rabosha Bizul Asam and other people and other rabbis as well. And the Tosefta that the Gemara says is reliable, that's called Braisa de la Misani by Rav Chiya Rabosha. You can't ask any kashas from because it may not be authentic. So the Chidah claims that according to the Kesef Mishnah, that's not the real Tosefta. Today it's assumed that it is the real authentic Tosefta. They have all the different additions So commandal addition of the Tosefta and Shor. Lieberman has an addition of the Tosefta of everything. The all of a sudden that basically is what we call the Tosefta over here. They have Kisveyat, so you have here and there. There's a word, a change in a word or something. But no major discrepancies between the Tosefta that we have in the back of the Rif and the Tosefta that they have. So this is a problem. The Rambam got this idea from the Tosefta that the 39 Malkus is only Midirabbanan, and the Torah is really 40. Even though we passed in 39, so the Rambam holds that 39 is only Midirabbanan. The other is showing them all the sum based on the Talmud Bavli. No, that the B'minya Aboim Yakenu, the number that's close to Aboim, that Mishuloshim, has to be divisible by 3. You give 2/3 of the Malkus on the back and 1/3 on the chest. This is all part of the din deraisa. So Nachman said, the Gemara is bothered with the kasha here. More of fact, the kasha.
Didn't the Amoran have their own braises or whatever?
Maybe. Maybe they had a braise that contradicted the Tosefta. That's a problem.
What decided what goes into Tosefta and what's a braise?
Apri Raboshia. They picked out, there were braises floating all over the place. And the Gemara says, these two Amoraim, Rabbi Rabboshi, were both students of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos that everybody had to know all the Mishnayos. Like Tosfos says, you're not considered a card-carrying member of the Amoraim unless you know all the Mishnayos. Tosfos assumes you can never make a Tiyufta against an Amor from an Ofen Mishnah. You can have a Tiyufta against an Amor from an Ofen Braise. They're not Mechiv to know all the braises. Is Eila Dovasovta. Everybody had their own sets of braises. A lot of times the braises disagreed with each other. But the official text of the Mishnah, that all the Amoraim knew. You can't have an Amor who doesn't know a Mishnah. So that's what they said. You can never have, sometimes they have it to Yufta in the Gemara against an Amor from an Afan Mishnah. So Tosis or the Rosh will explain away why the others, why the other Amoraim, why that Amor thought that it wasn't a Tiyufta. So what did the Gemara say to Yufta? The Gemara didn't like his Dechik Teretz. But you can't have a Tiyufta from an Amar against an Ofen Mishnah. They were aware of all the Mishnais. They were not aware of all the Brises. So just like Rabbi Yudah Nasi made an official text of Mishnayos, so his two students, Rabbi Raboshe, Talmidim and Rabbi Yudah Nasi, they made an official text of a Tosefta. They picked those Brises that they thought were more reliable than all the others. The others, they don't know. Maybe some of them are not reliable. So they picked Brises that they thought were reliable. So that's supposed to be the Tosefta that we have. So the Ges Mishnah threw in a word. He writes in Hilchas Tshuva, the Tosefta that we have is by Rabbi Raboshe Vizul Osam and all the others who worked with them. So the Chiddush says it throws off the reliability of the Tosefta. He said
maybe,
this is...
Maybe it's like we once said about the Shas, Rabin Rav Ashi with the general editors.
They had a committee, each one, yeah. It's easier, you probably have to say like that. Doesn't mean it's not reliable, not the Tosefta. But that's what the Chiddush thought like that, from that because I guess the Mishnah thinks our Tosefta is not the official Tosefta. Hard to say like that. So Nachman said, what is the more effect Takasha? It says in the Mishnah, you shechted the both, the mother and the vlad, both karbon, shechted both bifnim. So you shechted the first one, kimitzvasai, tov ola bracha, he shechted it, kimitzvasai. And the Mishnah says, kosher, upata. Upata means he did a mitzvah, he shechted it. The one who shechts the second one gets Malkus, ain't more Malkus. So he gets to Aboyim. Why does he get once Malkus? Because he violated also the Ezbeno. Freg the Gemara, there is a pasuk that teaches us that whenever you have a carbon that's possible, there's an Avera to shecht it. You're not allowed to be Makar of any carbon that's possible. Not just. There are a lot of Mishnais in Zvachim where it says, if you have a carbon that's possible, got mixed up with a carbon that's kosher, so you're not allowed to be mak of anything. What's the avera? The one that's possible, it won't be oila. You won't be oitz anything. The other, a possible carbon got mixed in with a kosher carbon. So be mak of everything. What's the avera? It's possible. Possible is possible. What's the avera? You see from the Mishnah, I said there's an avera. So where's the avera? The Gemara says, here it is, anardaf. The pasuk says, shor v'ses saruah v'kolut, means if it's a balmum. Saruah means if the organs that are supposed to be symmetrical are not symmetrical. Let's say one ear of the animal is clearly way bigger than the other ear. The two eyes, one is much bigger than the other. That's saruah. The two legs, one is longer than the other. The organs that are supposed to be symmetrical are not. So that's saruah. In kalut, if it's supposed to have split hoofs and it doesn't have split hoofs, it's a balmum. So it says Nadova Tasa O, so you can donate it to Beit HaGabbai. So the Neder Lo Yeiratze, but you're not supposed to donate it as a korban. Neder Lo Yeiratze, and it's not accepted. So the word Lo Yeiratze has a double meaning. Lo Yeiratze, you're not allowed to be makrivit. You're not allowed to be magdashit. Don't bring it. Lo Yeiratze means that it is not acceptable. It'll be puzzled. If it's a bal mum, it'll be puzzled. So the Gemara says that phrase, neder lo yeiratze, limer al apsulim shebishal shebiseh shehuba lo yeiratze. That's the pasuk happens to be speaking. The pasuk itself is talking about bal mum. So Rabbi Kalut is bal mum. But the end of the pasuk, neder lo yeiratze, doesn't only apply to psul bal mum. Limer al kol apsulim shebishal shebiseh. Any psul that could possibly be wrong with a carbon, whatever you can imagine. So there's a lav if you're going to be makrivit. You're never allowed to be makriv a pasul a carbon. So the gemara effect akasha. If you have two, the mother and the vlad are both kosher, and you shecht them both in the azara, so the first one you shecht it is kosher. When you shecht the second one, so you violated also v'yazbanov yamecha, and then you also violated samchus hazman, because he was supposed to wait till tomorrow. So why don't you get Svei Mal Malkus? The Mishnah says, Hasheni Sofik Asarbaim, Ein Mal Malkus. Why shouldn't it be Sofik Shmainim? Why doesn't it get Svei Mal Malkus? Once for violating Oso Ezbeno, and Oso Ezbeno is like Bechulin. But if it's a carbon, and you shechted it today, and you weren't supposed to, that's a carbon puzzle, so that should be, you should get Malkus a second time because of the love. How come you don't get Malkus twice? So the Gemara says, you're right, you do get Malkus twice. The Mishnah is not Meduyak. The Mishnah says, because Abayim means he gets at least once Malkus. If they gave him twice Hasra, what did they tell him? So if the Yadim told him, don't shech this today because you're going to get Malkus, then they only warned him for one Malkus. He'll get once. If the Yadim warned him, don't shech it, because we're going to give you Tzvei more Malkus. One Malkus because the Osv Ezbeno, and another Malkus because of the Yisr of Lo Yeiratzeh. So Enacharam, you'll get twice Malkus. The Mishnah is Lavdavka. Mishnah means it's at least once Malkus. That's how the Gemara says. Ki kachashiv, lavid Osv Ezbeno, lavid Yechroi lo kachashiv. Mishnah is not counting Zaitige, fremda lavin, lavid Yechroi, an outside lav. This is Perik Osv Ezbeno. So we're only going to say Savik Sarabim. We're only going to talk about getting Malkus because of this lab that this parak is dedicated to. So the Gemara asks on the first white line, Velo, is that true? That the Mishnah only lists off Malkus for Osir Ezbeno? It doesn't list any other Malkus. It's not true. For Kachim Bachutz, the first line in the Mishnah said they're both Kachim Bachutz. Yishech the mother Bachutz and then Yishech the Vlad Bachutz. So it says the one who shechts the first one is over on the lav of Shchut Techutz. So he gets Malkus because of Shchut Techutz. He doesn't get Malkus for Osir Ezbeno. It's the first one you're shechting. So if you shech Kach Machutz, you chayv Koris and you get Malkus. The one who shechs the second one will not get Malkus for Kach Machutz because not Roy Lov al Pesach al Moed today, because you have to wait till tomorrow because it's Osir Ezbeno. So the one who shechs the second one will only get Malkus because of Osir Ezbeno. He won't get Malkus because of Shchut Techutz. But the one who shechs the first one, and they were both Kach Machutz, so the one who shechs the first one is like it because of Kachim Bachutz. So what do you tell me? The Mishnah is not listing off Malkus, other Malkus, Zaitig and Malkus, only listing off Malkus, so it's not true. V'loi, the Mishnah doesn't list a Zaitig and Malkus, but Kachim Bachutz, where they're both Kachim Bachutz, the Lav in the Chorai Nenu, it's a Zaitig and Lav. The Kachim Bachutz are Zaitig and Lav, the Kachashiv. And the Mishnah does say that you get Malkus, the Katani, Kachim Bachutz, both animals, the mother with the blood of both, Arish and Chayv Kareis. The first one is over on Kachim Achutz, Chayv Koris, Shneim Sofkem Asarbaim. They both get Malkus. The first one gets Malkus because Kachim Achutz, second one gets Malkus because of Osir Ezbeno. So Bishleim Hasheni, the second one gets Malkus Labda Osir Ezbeno. That's a fight. Elohishan Amai Sofik. Why does the first one get Malkus 40? Lamishum Labda Shchut Techutz. See, the Mishnah is including the Lav of Shchut Techutz. So why the Mishnah does talk about other lav, not only lavim of Osir Ezbeno. So why doesn't it mention Tzvei Mo Malkus if he shecht both of them? If he shecht both of them, what kachim bifnim? If you shecht both of them, kachim ifnim. So it says the one who shechts the first one is kosher and potter. He didn't do any aver at all. He did a mitzvah. The one who shechts the second one gets one smalkus. But it says, "Benoi, why is only one smalkus? If they gave him hasra twice, he'll get a malkus because of psul. Because lima akol apsulim shebishavish abiseh." It's a general law not to be makir of any karbonis that are possible. That's the Gemara's kasha. The answer that he gave before is not true. He gave an answer before that's not accurate. He said the Mishnah is only talking about malchus versus hasbara. It's not true. So the Gemara sticks to the answer. They just modify it a little bit. And for the Gemara, kalechad deleka labdos vesbano. When you shechting the first one and it's a kachim bachutz, and there's no, when you shech the first one, then there is no malchus versus hasbara. The first one is not osvesbano yet. So then, chashim labi nochra. The Mishnah wants to say you're not allowed to do it because it's kach machutz. Even though kach machutz is a zaitige iser, it's not the theme of our perik is perik osim esbano. So the Mishnah will mention it. However, kalecha dig alav de osim esbano. But when you shech this, they're both kachim bifnim. When you shech the second one, you're in violation of osim esbano. So then the Mishnah should have added on in addition to the once malchus, also you get another malchus because of psule hamigdashim. So that kolhecha dikolav doses no lo chashiv lav nechra. The Mishnah didn't bother, and a chanami will get twice malchus. The Mishnah didn't bother to mention it because it's not the theme, not the theme of the parak. Whenever he's getting malchus anyway, because there's a minhag, Mishnah doesn't bother to say an additional malchus. Fine. So that's what the Gemara says so far. That's the stam of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says Rab Zera. Rab Zera says it's not correct. The answer that they said is not correct. The correct answer is Hanachlam Khusazman, laws up, leave alone your kasha. That if you shech the Osves Benon, they're both kachim bifnim. When you shech the second one, not only should you get malchus because of Osves Benon, you should get malchus because of shechting a pasuk of carbon. That's the love. When the neder lo yeratze, that's the end of the pasuk of Balei Mumin. So Ruah the Kolot and Dovet Tasos, he can donate it to better kabbais. However, the neder lo yeratze. You shouldn't be magdashid, you shouldn't be makavid, you shouldn't shechted, you shouldn't do anything. And lo yirat, it goes on, liman akol apsulim. So he says, taki, you're right, you get malchus for that love, but not by mechusas man. If the animal is a balmom, and the animal is a trefen, the animal is a chveis ayotze doifen, the animal is a raver nirva mukta neva tamad psul, and a chanami, you get malchus, because of the neda lo yiratze, there's a love on all psulim akdosh. But if it's a psula magdashim, you should have waited till tomorrow. That's a lava nite glasa. Lava nite glasa, you don't get malchus. So that's what Rab Zeri answers. Rab Zeri Amar, Rab Zeri gives a different answer. He's in disagreement with the first answer. First answer was anachinami. The one who shechts both of them, kochim bifnim, the one who shechts the first one did kimitzvasa. The one who shechts the second one violated a double avera. The avera was plus the avera of psulam shechting psulam hamakdashim, and there will be twice malchus. Rab Zeri says not true. Laws up the mechusas man. The lav that you should get malchus. The lav of psulam hamakdashim over here wouldn't be malchus. Hakosim nesaka laase. That's a lav anitek laase. What's a lav anitek laase? So the when we learned malchus, we discussed it in Chumash Dvarim. The Gemara says Chumash Dvarim is different from the other Chamishul Chumash Ter. Moshe Rabbeinu is doing chazara on Kol HaTorah Kulo. So he's it wasn't initially dictated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was chazaring, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, write it down in the Chumash the way you chazared it, but my text. So it's the text of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's text, but it's the order that Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, it was by association. He said one din. Then he said, that reminds me of another din, and that reminds me of a third din, and that reminds me of a fourth din. Each din leads to the next din, leads to the next din. So that's by Nechumish Dvar, and the Gemara says, Yidarshan Smuchim. You have two psukim that are next to each other. We assume that there's a logical connection. Otherwise, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say the second pasuk after the first and third after the second? And the other Chamishul Chumshah, the other four Chumashim, you don't darshan Smuchim. Machlek Zatanaim in the beginning of Yavam is Davhei. And we assume only a Chumash Dvarim. A Mishnah Torah. They call it Mishnah Torah Yidarshan Smuchim because it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Mipiyatzma Yamara. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it, and by association, the first din reminds him of the second din, reminds him of the third din. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh. So that's in all of Chumash. Why did the Chumash write two dinim in the same pasuk? That's a hekesh, a connection. But if it's two dinim or two psukim, one next to the other, so that's the only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. In Mishnah Torah, so there are many, many, many famous dinim that are based on smuchim, like. You have the two psukim and chumish dvarim next to each other. You should put gedilim tasa l'chol arba kafas k'suscha shetachasa, but put in tzitzis. Then it says losil b'shatnes. You're not allowed to wear shatnes. What's the connection one next to the other? When you put in tzitzis and a begin shel pishton, if the garment is made from linen, and the tcheles string has to be dafka wool. If you don't have tcheles, it doesn't have to be wool. If the begin is pishton, linen, so the strings can be linen. But the trellis string, if it's dyed proper trellis, has to be dafka wool. Has to be a certain color that comes from the chalazon, and then it has to be dafka wool. So if you're going to put tzitzis, correct tzitzis, with trellis alavin, in a begad shel pishton, by definition, it's going to be shatnez. So the psukim appear next to each other. Gedilin tasa l'cha, don't wear tzitzis, don't wear shatnez. But if it's b'maka mitzvah, then eser decholoi sese. So that's the maka. The smuches ha-psukim, that's the maka. And the many dinim like that. Take for example, ukshat melos al yedecho, chsavta mamzuzes beisecha v'sharecha. So the Gemara says, a person who's obligated to wear tefillin can write a sefer Torah, can write tefillin and mezuzah. A woman is not obligated to wear tefillin, v'sheyesh nemikshira, yesh nemikshiva. So a woman, or a goy, or a cotton who's not mechuyev to wear tefillin, or an apikaris who doesn't wear tefillin, so these people are not kosher to write a mezuzah. The Gemara has many, 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 many famous drushes based on smuchim, smichas apsukim. So one of the very famous ones is who gets malchus? Pasuk says v'haya it's dikras atzarik l'shiros harosha. Bezna has to ascertain who's the tzarik, who's the rosha. If the fellow is ascertained, he's established to be a Rasha, the Hippila Shah would call a funny Kadebi Shah Misbah. Bezan should give Malkza, who's a Rasha? So then the Turikarta holds that the Aguda Risham, the Aguda holds the Mizrahi Arisham. Mizrahi holds that these guys are Risham. Everybody holds the other group as Risham. That's why everybody has their own Besak Foris, because you're not allowed to bury a Tzaddik next to a Rasha. And the Gemara says, even if they're both Risham, but he violated 100 of it, he violated 101 of Eris. Ain Koyvin Rosh Chama, it's a Rosh Kal. So we assume all the people from this Kehila approximately do the same number of Averis, and all the people from that Kehila do approximately the same number of Averis. Every Kehila has their own Beis HaKvaras, and you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. So the so what's the definition of a Rosh? It says the Tzdikasah Hashiros Arasha, Behayam bin Akos Arasha. Bezin declares the fellow is a Russia, and we give him all. Who is a Russia? Who is a Russia? Whoever voted for Hillary is a Russia. Whoever voted for the other one is a Russia. How do you decide who's a Russia? So the next pasuk says, Lo Sachsim Shar Bedisha. So the Gemara says, that's a typical Russia. Whoever violates an Avera, that's Dumya, the Lav, the Chasima, is similar to the either the Lav, the Sachsim Shar Bedisha, or it's Dumya, the Lav, the Chasima, does a star Russia. So then the Tanaim have a whole discussion. Vos heis dumi de lav de chasima. So there's a machlek is, do you always say chasima is a lav sheesh ba maise? So if you do an averish a lav sheesh ba maise, you don't get malchus? Oh no, maybe chasima is not necessarily a lav sheesh ba. You can violate lasas mishabadisha by whistling or by screaming at the animal. That'll be a lav sheesh ba maise. So we paskin that the chasima has to be a lav sheesh ba maise. We assume lasasim is always with a maise. And a lav sheim b'maisa is not dumya the lav da chasim. It's not similar. And all the other dinim, a lav andita glase, let's say a ganav steals something. So you should give, if somebody gave hasrot to the ganav, don't steal, you'll be in violation of lo sigzol. So would he get malka? Mar says not, because lo sigzol is a lav andita glase. After you steal, so we say v'heshev is hagzela. There's what to do later on. So that's one kind of a lav andita glase. So the Gemara here says that the Gemara sounds like it says Rab Zera Amar, the last line of Pe'amid Beis going on to the top of Amar Aleph, it sounds as if if you shecht the carbon pussel, if it's a psul because of it's a kilayim, it's a treifa, it's a yotzei dofen, it's ravev v'nerva muktzav v'nevar a psul in the carbon, then you get malchus. But if the shecht the carbon that's pussel because you should have waited till tomorrow, he says that's a lava nitik lesi. So that's not, how is that a lava nitik lesi? If the shecht already is too late to do, he can't rectify it. Lava nitik lesi normally means loisigzol, and if you did, so do the next step, to undo the results. Or if you have a carbon, you shouldn't leave it over until it becomes nifsal belina. Don't leave nisa. And if you did leave nisa, destroy the nisa, so undo the results of the avera. Undo the negative results of the avera. Here, it's not telling you you can't undo the results of the avera. If he shechts a korban that's a mechusas man, there's nothing more to do. So what does the Gemara call this? A lava nitek essay? So there's a big thesis on that. That is gigantic thesis. The thesis has different interpretations. So the first interpretation I give is based on the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma has a machlekes hatanaim. If you eat nevela, is that a lava nitek essay? What is he supposed to do after he ate the nevela? There's nothing to do. He ate the nevela. So not, what is it to do? So the pasuk said, "Lo sech kol nevela la gerash abeshachet etnan abachala amochal anochi." That's what you should have done. Instead of eating it, you should have given it to the ger toishav. The ger toishav is a nice guy. He's not going to be. No one's going to be friendly with him because he was mekabel lulav, not to worship avodah zarah and to observe the shemim mitzvahs. But no, so the other guy are probably not going to be too friendly with him. So the pasuk says, "Give him some tzedakah. Give it to the ger toishav. Amochel anochri, I'll sell the nevela to a goy. Sell it to the goy." So this is not a. So the one tana holds that if you eat nevela, you don't get malchus because it's a lava nitik lesi. What kind of a lava nitik? It's not the typical. It's not what we would call the typical lava nitik lesi that after you do the avera, it's not going to help. You can't sell it to the goy or give it to the ger toishav. It's a different kind. Dumi the lav da chasima means the nature of the avera is similar to lasachsim shabedishe, and number two, the way it appears and the way it's written in the chumash is similar to lasachsim shabedishe. So, take for example, what if you have a lav habo mechlal asay? The pasuk says, instead of saying lo tase kach lekach, it says asay kach lekach, and the implication is velo tase kach lekach. So, a lav habo mechlal asay, the Gemara says asay. It's not. What do you mean? It is a lav. It's not an asay. It means, but you're not loik on it, because not dumi the lav da chasima. Dumi the lav da chasima has to say either loy, like lo sachsen shabidishoy, or if it says hishomer pen v'yal. If it says either hishomer pen al, that's the equivalent of loy, so that's sufficiently dumi the lav da chasima. But lot if it doesn't say one of these four lashanim, which is clear cut, don't do this. Hishomer pen al aloy. It says, asay kach v'kach. So that's lav abo mechlal asay, that's not dumi the lav da chasima the way it's written in Chumash. Or let's say another case, let's say a person violates a halacha l'moshe misinai, which doesn't say at all in the Chumash. So Rashi and the Rambam say that you're not loike. It's not dumi the lav da chasima. How can you get malchus? It has to be dumi the lav da chasima, has to be written in the Chumash the same way, similar to the way l'sachsim shabadisha is written in Chumash. If you have a halacha l'moshe misinai, or l'b'chutz l'arts, if you plant the tree, so whatever berries grow, the first 3 years are orlo. So the Rambam quotes the Gaonim say, one who eats orlo b'chutzos is loike. And the Rambam says, what are they talking about? It's halacha l'moshe misina. How can there be malchus on halacha l'moshe misina? And Rashi also writes like the Rambam in the end of Sanhedrin, and that paid dalit. So Rambam and Rashi both say, you can't get malchus on halacha l'moshe misina because it's not dumi the lav d'chasima the way it's written. So that's what Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara has one tana of the opinion that oichel nevela ain't a loike. We say you are loike. The Mishnah Eila ain't a loike and says one who eats nevela sechefes is loike. But the Gemara quotes there in the middle of Yuma one tana of the opinion one who eats nevela is ain't a loike because it's not dumia the lav dechasim because by lo sachsim shabedishai it just says don't do this. It doesn't say rather than do this you should have done that. Here by nevela it says don't eat the nevela you should have rather have. Says, don't eat the nevela. What you should have really done, as rather than eat it, is you should have given it away to a ger toshav who needs some tzedakah. Bitter rachmanas, no one's going to support him. if he's an ani, or sell it to a guy, make some money on it. So one time is of the opinion, that's not dumya de lav nechasim. So Taisa says, maybe that's the pshat over here. Harach l'mchus hazman, hakosim nesok ala aseh. This is that kind of a lav anitik lesi. It's a different kind of lav anitik lesi. It's not similar to the way it's written in Chumash, not similar to l'sachs m'shabedish. It does mean that the essay is going to undo the results of the Avera. It's the other kind of lava nitiklas. Then Tyson says another suggestion, maybe. It doesn't mean that, okay, I'm going this tush. This is a problematic Gemara, a Shveri Gemara. So that's what Rab Zera says. Rab Zera says, no. He doesn't think that the first suggestion is correct, that there would be Tzveimol Malkus. If you shechted kochim bifnim, the first one was kemitzvah, so he tavola bracha. First one who shechted the first korban did the right thing. The one who says to shech and this, the one who shechs the second korban should get tzvei more malchus. Once malchus because of osves beno, and at tzveita malchus because of laneda lo yiratze, because he shechted a korban. Liman al kolap silim shabashar shabashar shuba lo yiratze. He thinks that when it comes to mechusas man, you should have waited till tomorrow. There's no malchus on that. There's no malchus on that. Why? So the Gemara says, why is it lava nitik? My timer on the top line, because the Omar Kro, the Pasuk on Chumash says, miyamish mina v'holi rots of the korban, miyamish mina en meikor aloi. He shouldn't have brought it as a korban earlier. We're not talking about yamash mini. We're talking about mechus hazman because of us as beno. But it's the same mechus hazman. The Gemara assumes, just like if you have to wait till the eighth day, so it's a psul mechus hazman. So too, if you have to wait till tomorrow because you shechted the mother today, you call it also mechus hazman. So the implication is you're supposed to wait till tomorrow. So that's lav haba mechlal asei asei. It's a lav, but it's not similar to l'sachs m'shabedish. Fine. Frag de Mar Akasha, wait a minute, but those psukim you need for a different din. The Gemara says, I need it for a different din. Because the mashmas of the psukim is a little bit contradictory. It says shivas yamim tachasimai. For 7 days you have to leave the animal tachasima. Don't be magdishit. So 7 days end that shkia. Then it says a mayom hashmini yevahali rotsu the karma from the daytime. The 7th day is up at shkia at the end of the 7th day. Then the night after the 7th day is ready the 8th day. But it's Leil Shmini, so it says Miyom Hashmini v'Halo. So there's a discrepancy. The first half of the pasuk has Shivas Yomim Tachasimo. That sounds like it's already okay to bring it as a carbon. Leil Shmini. Then the next phrase says Miyom Hashmini v'Halo. In the morning, it's a stira. So Rabbi Futriki is a Tana. Rabbi Futriki Rami. He pointed out there's a contradiction here. Ksiv v'Hayo Shivas Yomim Tachasimo Halayla Chazi. The night of the 8th day is okay, it's acceptable. Then the next phrase says, Miyom Hashmini V'Hala. He writes, Miyom Hashmini V'Hala and Laila Lo. The night of the 8th day is no good. So it's a contradiction in the same pasuk. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Fidriti says, the answer is, Ha, Ketzad, what's the resolution of the contradiction? The 7 days are up at the Shkia, at the end of the 7th day, then you're allowed to be Magdish the Karban Leil Shmini. Because the 7 days are up. But you can't be Makriv Karbanas Balayla. You have to be Makriv all the Karbanas Bayom. That's based on a different pasuk in Parshas Tzav. It says, Biyom Tzavosa Lahakriv is Karbanayim. The Gemara says, that's a general din. Biyom Tzavosa Bayom Vala Balayla. Can't avoid his Balayla. So that's what Rabbi Petriki answers. Okay, said, how do you resolve this apparent contradiction? Laila the Kedusha, Leil Shmini. You're allowed to be magdashit. In the middle of the first 7 days, it's an avera if you're magdashit. The Gemara has a whole discussion in the first perek in Tzmur. Do you get malchus? Is it called alav shem b'maisa? To be magdashit b'peh, dibur. You violate an avera b'dibur, it's called alav shem b'maisa. Or maybe it's called alav shem b'maisa because it has a result. The kedusha is chal, but dibur is savid maisa. By saying hareza kodesh, it's chal. So the Gemara has a discussion whether you like it. So you're not allowed to be magdashit within the first 7 days. When the 7 days are up, it's the night of the 8th day, you're permitted to be magdashit, but you can't be makrevit till Yom Lahartso. That's what Tosha discusses. Vaita, you have the pasuk, Yom Tzabos, Yom Balo Balailos. What do you need nachat pasuk over here? We would say this on our own, even if you wouldn't have this Rabbi Fitriki. What did he discover, America? We know that all avodas have to be by Yom. What does he need nachat pasuk here? The Laila Hak. Laila the Kedusha, the Yom Lahartso. We know, okay, so Tosfos works on that. Why do you need Nachan Pasuk over here? So the Gemara says, how can you say that it's a lav anitek le'esei because of the way the Pasuk reads, but I need this psukim because of what Rabbi Fitriki commented over here? So the Gemara says, you're right. That Pasuk maybe only tells you what Rabbi Fitriki said. But Ksiv Ksorach Rina, the exact same thing appears in Mishpatim. In Shmoy Schad Beis and Pasha Mishpatim. In Mishpatim is talking about a Bechor Behemah Torah. So it says, if you have Bechor Behemah Torah, you're makriv on the Mizbeach, but not before the eighth day. There you don't have to be Magdashid, it's Kodesh Meirechem. So it says you have to wait till the eighth day. So the Gemara says, Ksiv Karach Rina, Kentasa Lechorcha, Litzainacha Shiva Sam Tachasima, Miyom Eshmini Vihod. You have the pasuk over there also. Then the Gemara repeats it again. Amar Rav Hamnuna, I'm a higher Rav Shimon. We started the parak, so we said, Osav Ezmanos, Noik, Bein Bechulim, Bein Memugdashim. It applies to both. But if you all like Rav Shimon, if you all like Rav Boshia, this whole Gemara, Amar Rav Boshia, three lines from the bottom. So Rav Hamnuna chazes again. Rav Hamnuna holds the same as Rav Boshia. When you shech kachim, even if you're going to do within 2 minutes, you're going to do the Zrika Sadam, but at the time that you did the Shechita was not Matiret Bachil. You need Shechita Halacha Kabbalah, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha, then Zrika. So the Shechita is the beginning of the series. So that's called Shechita Sheni Ruya. And even if Libesof you do the Zrika within 2 minutes, the Shechita was a Shechita Sheni Ruya. So according to Rav Hamnuna, you can never violate Osu Ezbeno if one of them was a Shechita's Kachim, either the first or the second are both a Kachim. It's not called Shechita, it's called Shechita for the mitzvah of Kachim, but it's not called Shechita for the din of Osav Ezbenos. So that's what he says. Amar Rav Hamnuna, the same as Rav Boshia, Amar Hayer Rav Shimon flags Zogin, in Osav Ezbenos, noig the Kachim, my time or why, Kevin Amar Rav Shimon Shechita Sheni Ruya, Lav Shema Shechita, Shechita's Kachim, Nam Shechita Sheni Ruya, he. That's what he holds. So that's the first opinion. That's Rav Boshia with Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara is going to discuss, the other Amarim don't all agree with what he said. That we'll get to.
Is it a mitzvah
to say to be makar a kosher a carbon? If you're kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, it's a mitzvah to be makar of the kosher carbon.
So why don't we say asay dochel lo
sase? Asay is only dochel lo sase when it's efshe l'kayim shneim. When it's such a conflict, there's no way to fulfill the asay without violating the aver. Here, wait till tomorrow. You'll do the asay tomorrow. You know? So it's bread. You don't have to do it today. And even if this was designated as the Tamid, as the Oilas Tamid for today, he said, bring a different Tamid. It doesn't have to be this. You bring this Tamid tomorrow. You bring a different Tamid for today.
You never say, I say, Dachalos, I say, in the Mikdash.
The Beis Hamikdash, you don't say, that's also correct. Beis Hamikdash, you don't apply, I say, Dachalos, I say, that's a Gemara and Zohim, also correct. The Mefarshim HaChumash point out, Rashi at the end of Parshas told us, quotes a Gemara Megillah, that based on all the psukim put together, there were 14 years in Yaakov Avinu's life that are missing over here. He left the parents' home, he was still single at the age of 63. He left the parents' home at the age of 63, and he doesn't get married till 14 years later. So what's going on? It's where are the missing 14 years? So the Gemara had a tradition. He was learning the Shiva Shemiyeh. Okay. He's learning yeshiva for 14 years, so we understand he has a dream. What's he dreaming about? Holy angels. If you'd be learning in the yeshiva, also you'd dream about angels. You dream about Tosfos, Amarshoa, Tosfos, Rav Chaim. You dream and learning, you dream about holy things. But then he goes, then he has a parnasa. So he's working for Lavan for 20 years. 7 years for the first shidduch, 7 years for the second shidduch, 14 years, and another 6 years. He's already a businessman. How much time does he have to learn? He's not learning so much. And then it takes him 2 years till he gets back to Eretz Yisrael. So one would have thought that he's not going to be dreaming about angels anymore. So that's what Rashi points out at the beginning. Vayishloch Yankem Malochem, he quotes the Medrash Malochem Mamash. Even after the 22 years of being Isaac in business and Parnas Alam Abba, he's still dreaming about angels, still talking about angels, still listening. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Asay Tarascha Keva Malachtecho Aroi. People. Normal people have to work for a living. Everybody has to work for a living. So the Taraim didn't mean you have to spend 51% of your time learning Torah and only up until 49% of your time in Parnasa. Some people have to spend 99% of the day, of the waking day, moments in the day, working for Parnasa. But still, the attitude of each person should be, the Torah is the Iker, and the Malacha is the Arayis. So even if Yaakov Avinu spent 99% of his day, he describes to his wives, he says how hard he worked. He was watching in the daytime, in the nighttime. He was a busy man. He was Oisi Kabanos, he was working very hard, and he was taking the maklos and making sure that he's going to have Nekudim, Avudim, and so on. But still, by him, the Iker was the Torah, so even after the 22 years of Parnasa, he's still dealing with Malach and Mamish. We all have to see that we should all do that. Even people who are not learning in the yeshiva for the last 14 years, to have a learning yeshiva for 30 years, they should still, it should be Torosam Iker, Malach the Maroi. The attitude should be that the Torah is the Iker, and the rest is the Tofel. And if that's the Iker, then you'll still be dealing with Malachim. The learning will have an effect for the whole week.
When the Torah says about Chai Yisor, Vayichai Yisor, Meir Shalom, Vashem Shalom, the Rashi says, Kulon Shavim L'Torah. But the end is that Sarah had very, very tough year with Avimelech and the Akedah.
Yeah.
So what is Rashi saying, Kulon Shavim L'Torah?
He says, Shavim L'Torah, that she was good looking, she didn't do Averis. She was a tzaddikus from the beginning to the end.
I mean, maybe from her perspective.
She didn't have children. She was crying head off.
Right.
She was crying for years. She didn't have children for such an old age.
Right.
But she had a time in the sense that it was all with Yerusha Shamayim.
I mean, the way she looked at it, her life was always good.
Yeah. So Rashi says, at this age, she was as beautiful as the other age, and she was a tzaddikus at the older age, just like she was a tzaddikus at the younger age.
But the dream, not like what my father's favorite the Ritaru was, respect. Not like that. Dafka had a dream.
I mean,
it's like,
you know, it's all good.